The campus is buzzing, some faculty very frustrated. The University of Virginia's first female president was forced out this weekend, and now a lot of the UVA community wants to know why.
Washington Post reporter Anita Kumar has been following this, and she joins us live. Thanks for being here, Anita.
Sure, thanks for having me.
So we have more faculty leaders at UVA now writing to the Board of Visitors protesting this decision. They're asking for an explanation. Will we actually get one?
Well, it remains to be seen. That, as you know, the Board of Visitors has been pretty quiet about things. They've been letting the rector speak for them. That's the head of the board. And they really haven't said that much. They've issued a few statements, but they basically are saying that what their statements were on Sunday speaks for what's been happening.
One of the things the school has been saying is that the current president doesn't have a real strategic vision for the future. Is that really it, or are there personality conflicts or something, some kind of a backstory, Anita?
Well, that's what we're trying to figure out. President Sullivan did have a strategic plan. In fact, we were just sent it today. So she was looking at different things, and she had implemented different proposals at some of the various schools. But that we are hearing that there were some members that were not, that did not favor her. And for whatever reason, in these last few months, they've been talking about it, and they really thought she was more of a caretaker. She was good at the day-to-day, but not good enough at the vision part of things, though they did not really tell her that.
Teresa Sullivan was an enormously popular figure on campus in Charlottesville. She has one of the best resumes in academia, and particularly one of the most accomplished women in university, in the university field.
Right.
Talk about her career and how this may affect UVA down the road.
Well, there are already people talking, people that really love UVA, alumni, former board members, people that are in Charlottesville that are already worried that this is going to be very hard for the university to find another president because, they say, why would someone come there? There's no stability there. There's no explanation really for what happened. So I think a lot of folks are really starting to worry about. President Sullivan did have she's a tenured professor at UVA. She's written several books. She had worked her way up, and she had come from the University of Michigan. But the talk is, in the last, few days, has been that she was a great number two, which is what she was before, but maybe she wasn't cut out to be a number one. Now, the faculty, the students, the staff would tell you that's not the case at all.
One of the other things that's being said is that they need star power at UVA, and there needs to be an effort to bring in these super-duper, academics. Is that part of it, too, that perhaps there's not enough money to bring them in, or perhaps not enough money to pay faculty what they want?
I'm not sure if that's it. I mean, obviously, the University of Virginia, as the flagship university, it does get some money from the state. It's also always on a fundraising campaign, and it has done quite well in raising funds. The last president, John Kestein, was particularly good at that. He had broken several records for fundraising over the years. He'd been there 20 years. There was talk that she wasn't quite as good at that, and it is obviously going to be more and more important coming into the future. With every college and every university, the funds are just sort of drying up, state funds, federal funds, and so that is a really important issue, and that is one of the issues that the board is citing, is that there was no vision, and that includes for fundraising, for dealing with alumni, for faculty, dealing with faculty, so it was all of the above.
All right, Anita, thanks for your help. We appreciate it.
Sure, thank you.
Washington Post reporter Anita Kumar.